listening to the Nonstop Sports Podcast. And now your hosts, Peyton and Jaden.
Welcome back to Nonstop Sports. This is Peyton and
Jaden.
Today we're going to be talking about the NBA playoffs. But before, thanks to our sponsor, Fertile and Bountiful.
They do lawns and trees, so if you want a healthy lawn, even during the drought, call them now at 801-295-3057.
Remember, 801-295-3057.
Make sure to tell them we told you.
And now back to sports. Alrighty, so the NBA playoffs are here, and the play-in games happen. So on the play-in games in the East, it was number 7-seeded Nets versus number 8-seeded Hawks, and the winner of that game will make it to the playoffs. So the Nets won 115-108.
It was a good game. The Nets have a very good team with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. If Ben Simmons would have played, then I think that their team would have been even more packed because Ben Simmons is good. Also, the Hawks are a pretty good team with Trae Young. He's very good at three-pointers, so it was a good game for both teams.
Yeah, do you think Ben Simmons is going to play at all this playoffs?
I don't think that Ben Simmons is going to play at all.
Alrighty, so then the next game is number 9-seeded Cavaliers and number 10-seeded Hornets. The winner of that game will play the Hawks, and the Cavaliers had a big win, 132-103.
The Hornets have a very good team with LaMelo Ball, all the other good players. I don't know how the Hornets lost. The Cavaliers also have Evan Mobley, who's very good.
Yeah, after the Cavaliers lost LeBron James, they haven't been really good until now, and now they made it to the playing games, and LeBron James didn't even. So, but then the number 9-seeded Cavaliers played the 10-seeded Hawks, and the Hawks won 107-101.
Clint Capela got injured in the second quarter, which hurt the Hawks. They still won, which helped them. Trae Young, he did very good that game. The Cavaliers were up by 10, and then the Hawks came back and won.
Yeah, the Hawks had a comeback and won, and the Cavaliers tried, but Trae Young ultimately just was able to beat it. So that means that the Nets and the Hawks made it to the playoffs. So then for the West, the number 7-seeded Timberwolves versus the number 8-seeded Clippers, the Timberwolves won 109-104.
The Timberwolves have a good team with Carl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards and D'Angelo Russell. All three of them are good players. They all work together and do very good. The Clippers, Paul George, and Kawhi are good, but Kawhi couldn't play that game, so that hurt them.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard has been injured all year, so he wasn't able to play. But the Timberwolves ended up getting the win. So then the next game, number 9-seeded Pelicans or number 10-seeded Spurs. Then Pelicans won 113-103.
The Pelicans are good with Brandon Ingram and their other good players. Brandon Ingram, he did good for them. He got 16 points in the first quarter, so that helped the Pelicans.
All right. So, and then for the number 8-seeded Pelicans and the 9-seeded Clippers, Paul George got tested positive for COVID, so he wasn't able to play. That really hurt the Clippers. So the Pelicans won 105-101.
That hurt the Clippers because Paul George is a good player. Paul George is a good player because he can make a lot of shots and he's good at defense and offense, so he just is helping them. It sucked that the Clippers lost because their team is very good.
Yeah, if all their players are healthy, I think they're one of the better teams. So now let's do some trivia. How many titles have LeBron James won? NBA titles has he won? At the end of the podcast, we'll tell you. So now let's start in with the playoff picks. So let's talk about our picks. Jaden, do you think the number 4-seeded 76ers or number 5-seeded Raptors are going
to
win?
I think that the 76ers are going to win in 5 games because the 76ers are good. They got very good players like all-stars. Joel Embiid, James Harden, a good player but not an all-star, Tobias Harris. James Harden and Joel Embiid are good because they both can make shots. Joel Embiid is also good because he's tall, which helps him get blocks and a little easier for him to shoot. James Harden, he can make a lot of three-pointers. I think that the Raptors could win if Joel Embiid and James Harden can't make their shots because they haven't been doing the best lately.
Yeah, I had the 76ers win it in 6 games because I think the Raptors are going to maybe, like, nobody thinks of them as a good team this year. They after they lost Kawhi Leonard a couple years ago. They haven't really done anything, but now they're actually pretty good this year. I think they could give the 76ers a pretty nice competition.
Okay. In the West, who do you have winning? The number 4 seed Mavericks or the number 5 seed Jazz?
I have the Jazz winning it in 7 games because Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert are two All-Stars, and I think that they're really going to help. Donovan Mitchell can make the three-pointers, and Rudy Gobert is like, he's won the Defensive Player Award so many times, and Luka Doncic's going to be hurt for a couple games. I think that's going to what's going to hurt the Mavericks.
I have the Jazz winning it in 6 games because I don't think that the Mavericks are going to do so well. Maybe having Luka Doncic injured is going to make it hard for them.
Yeah, I think the Jazz could, but they have to not lose their leads like they sometimes do. They have to stick with their lead and not give up in the end. Alrighty, who do you have winning, number 3 seed Bucks or number 6 seed Bulls?
I have the Bucks winning it in 6 games because no one really thinks that the Bulls are a good team, even though they have DeMar DeRozan, who is very good. They made it to the playoffs, so that means they're good. But if the Bulls can do good, I think that they could win. Also, the Bucks have Giannis, Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton. They're all good players. Giannis is good because he's tall and he can make the shots. Jrue Holiday can make the shots too, and Chris Middleton can also make the two-pointers to get them points and threes.
Yeah, I have the Bucks winning it in 7 games because I think that's going to be a good competition. The Bulls, at the beginning of this year, they had DeMar DeRozan, who was just on fire, and they have a really good team. It's just Lonzo Ball getting hurt really hurt them. He's not going to be for the playoffs.
Okay, so for the West, who do you have winning? The number 3 seed Warriors or the number 6 seed Nuggets?
I have the Warriors winning it in 6 games. I don't think that the Nuggets, even though they have Nikola Jokic, who was last year's MVP, but the Warriors, they're finally all healthy, and I think that they're going to be back to their old team. They've got great three-point shooters, Stephen Curry, Jordan Poole, and Andrew Wiggins, and then they got Klay Thompson back, who really helps them, and then great defensive player Draymond Green.
I have the Warriors winning it in 7 games because I think Stephen Curry just got back from an injury, so if he gets hurt again, that's really going to suck for the Warriors. But they do have Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, all 3 of those guys. I think that if Stephen Curry gets injured, they can carry the team and beat the Nuggets and make it to the next round for the playoffs.
Yeah. Okay, so who do you have winning, number 1 seeded Heat or number 8 seeded Hawks?
I have the number one seed Heat winning it in 5 games because I don't think that the Hawks are going to do so well. Because the Heat, they have a really good team with Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry. The Hawks, they have Trae Young, but I think that the Hawks are just not going to do the best.
Yeah, I have the Heat also winning it in 5 games. I think the Hawks are going to be able to win 1 game with Trae Young, but the Heat with Jimmy Butler and Tyler Herro, I think they're just really going to go far in this.
Okay, for another game in the West, who do you have winning? The number 1 seed Suns or the number 8 seed Pelicans?
I have the Suns winning it in 4 games. I don't think the Pelicans are even going to really test the Suns. The Suns are just way better than them. Devin Booker is going to really do good, and Chris Paul. The Pelicans, they've got Brandon Ingram, but I don't really think that he's going to do much, or CJ McCollum.
I also have the Suns winning in 4 games because I think that the Suns are just going to blow out the Pelicans with Devin Booker, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton. All 3 of those guys are all-stars. DeAndre Ayton, he's tall, which helps him so he can make the shots. Devin Booker and Chris Paul are both good 3-point shooters, so I think that they're going to do good.
Okay, so then who do you have, number 2 seeded Celtics or number 7 seeded Nets?
I have the number 2 seed Celtics winning it in 7 games because I think that since the Celtics are very good, Jason Tatum, he's a really just good player. He can make all shots, but if the Nets can play very good with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, I think there's a chance that the Nets could win.
Yeah, I have the Nets win it in 7 games. The Nets, Kyrie Irving, like you said, and Kevin Durant, I think if they still had James Harden and didn't trade him for Ben Simmons, they'd be even better. But the Celtics, they got Jason Tatum, but that's really it. They also have Jaylen Brown, and they have a good team, but they don't. I think the Nets are going to win, but either way, it's going to be a good competition in that series.
Okay, so for the last game in the West, who do you have winning? The number 2 seed Grizzlies or the number 7 seed Timberwolves?
I have the Grizzlies winning it in 6 games. I think Ja Morant is going to do really good, and the rest of the team's really good, like Jaren Jackson Jr. and Brandon Clark, they're going to do good. I think that Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards, they're good, and the Timberwolves have been kind of a surprise team this year, but I don't really think they're going to be able to win it, so I think Ja Morant's going to be able to just lead the Grizzlies.
I have the Grizzlies winning it in 6 games also because the Grizzlies, Ja Morant, he's very good. He can help the team. He can shoot the shots. But if the Timberwolves can play very good, then I think that they could win. But I don't think that they are going to win.
Yeah, I think the Grizzlies are. They're just the better team. Alrighty, so who do you have, like, going far in the finals?
Okay, so for the East, I have the Bucks and the Celtics. And for the West, I have the Warriors and the Suns. Who do you have?
For the East, I think the Bucks are there. They got Giannis. They won it last year. I think they could go back. But he is my main team that I think they're the number one seed, and they deserve to be the number one seed. The East is kind of hard this year, and I think they could go. But the 76ers, a lot of people think that because they got James Harden and Joel Embiid, they're going to go far. But towards Joel Embiid, James Harden, they haven't been really, they started off really good together, like at the trade deadline, but now they're just not really doing anything.
Okay, so who do you have in your championship game?
I think it's going to be Heat or Bucks. I think the Bucks could possibly get there. Maybe. I don't think the Celtics will, but Heat, probably Heat. And then I think it's going to be the Suns. I think, though, that the Warriors are – I actually think the Warriors, the Suns, they're good. I don't think they're going to go back again, though. I don't think it's going to be Suns like and Bucks again like it was last year. I think it could be like Heat and the Warriors. The Warriors just have really good. The Grizzlies, even though they're number 2 seed in the West, I don't think they're powerful enough to go. They still have a young team, but in the future, they're going to go far.
In the championship game, I have the Celtics versus the Suns. I think that the Celtics could make it if Jason Tatum can do very good, beat the team, make the shots. I have the Suns in it because they just have a good team. I think that Devin Booker, Chris Paul, and DeAndre Ayton are all going to crush it. The winner I have is the Suns. I think that the Suns are going to win because they just have a good offense and defense. They have just packed.
Yeah, the Suns are good, but I think the Warriors are going to go. I think the Warriors could win it all again. They haven't been able to really do anything after Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and just everybody got hurt. They kind of just fell apart, but now they're all back, and I think they could. All right, so who do you think is going to be this year's MVP?
I think that this year's MVP is going to be Devin Booker because he's a good player. He can make the shots. He's very good, and he's just very good at, like, everything that he does.
Do you think that Ja could get it back-to-back?
I don't think that Ja Hicks going to get it, but he could get it because he is. He just broke a record this season.
Yeah, Stephen Curry could get it. He's done really good this year. I don't know. It might be his best season, but he broke the 3-point record, which is good.
Plus, Stephen Curry got injured, so since he didn't get to play as much as all the other players, that might affect him a little.
Yeah, also, it could be Joel Embiid. He's had a really good season. There's plenty of reasons to let him be the MVP. I think he's definitely, if he doesn't win, I think he could win, but if he doesn't, I think that he's like gonna be the runner-up.
What do you think would happen if the Hawks beat the Heat in the series?
If the Hawks beat the Heat, that means that the winner of that game is gonna play number 4 seed 76ers or Raptors, and I think that the 76ers are gonna beat the Raptors, so if the Hawks beat the Heat, I think the Hawks are going to go lose next round anyways, and that's just going to send, like, the 76ers or the Raptors further, but I don't think the Hawks are going to win. They're good, but they don't. After losing Clint Capella, he was one of their key players that just really brought them down.
What if the Timberwolves make it to the championship game? You think that they could win it because they are a 7th seed and they play the Grizzlies, but they do have pretty good, they have good players on the team.
I think they need to develop more, and like just like Karl-Anthony Towns, he's always been a good player. He's fine, but Anthony Edwards is still kind of young, and he needs to work. And, like, the Hornets, how they were in the playing games, I think they could get to the playoffs soon, but they've got younger players like Miles Bridges and LaMelo Ball who they need to get just more experience because they just came, they're fresher players.
If the Hornets made it, do you think that they would do the best or just lose the first round?
I don't think they'd do very good in the playoffs. They kind of had a rough season. I mean, they're good and fine, but not really.
Yeah, I don't think that they would do good either because they do have young players, like you said. Well, LaMelo Ball is good and he can help the team, but I don't think that if they made it, he would carry them to the second.
Yeah, he's a good player, but I don't think he's going to carry a team. I think he could, but I don't know. And also, Ja Morant, I don't think he's going to be MVP. He was hurt a long time, so that won't do it. So I think it's going to be Joel Embiid as MVP. All right, now let's answer our trivia question. The question was, how many titles does LeBron James have?
LeBron James has won 4 titles. If you got that right, give yourself a pat on the back. If you didn't, you'll get on next trivia.
Okay, well, thanks for listening to our podcast, Nonstop Sports, and I hope you guys like listening to the basketball playoffs, and I hope that you'll listen to our next podcast, and I hope you had fun.
I hope that you make your own picks for the playoffs. Thank you for watching it. Bye.